Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. DSM-LOL, a parody manual for therapists, diagnostic and swaristical manual 6-dish edition by Emma Mansour, is a humor title built around a recognizable professional object, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual style of classification. Rather than presenting itself as a clinical reference, it positions diagnosis as material for satire, especially for readers who understand the language, routines, and pressures of therapy work. Mansour is identified in available book information as a licensed psychologist and creator of psychology-themed journals and books, which helps explain the book's hybrid tone, professionally informed but deliberately unserious. The title signals its purpose clearly through parody, profanity-based wordplay, and the mock edition label. Its likely value is not instruction in assessment, but comic recognition for therapists, psychologists, counseling students, and mental health workers who encounter diagnostic categories in serious settings. The book belongs most directly to professional humor, psychology parody, and therapist gift literature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parodying the authority of diagnostic manual language. The central device of DSM-LOL is its imitation of the most recognizable format in mental health classification. The title directly evokes the DSM, while replacing institutional seriousness with comedy and irreverence. This matters because diagnostic manuals carry unusual authority in clinical culture. They organize symptoms, guide billing language, support communication among professionals, and shape how distress is named. A parody manual works by borrowing that authority and exaggerating its formal tone until the structure itself becomes funny. The humor does not require the reader to reject diagnosis altogether. Instead, it depends on familiarity with how clinical labels can sound precise, procedural, and sometimes strangely detached from the messiness of actual human behavior. By presenting itself as a 6-ish edition, the book signals that it is not competing with real psychiatric literature. It plays with the rituals of revision, categorization, and professional naming. The result is a comic critique of form. The manual format becomes a lens for noticing how mental health language can feel both useful and absurd. Secondly, therapist-centered humor rather than general self-help. DSM-LOL appears designed primarily for people inside or near the mental health professions, not for readers seeking a personal treatment framework. Its subtitle names therapists directly, and its joke structure relies on recognition of clinical culture. This audience distinction is important. A general humor reader may understand that the book is mocking diagnostic language, but a therapist or psychology student is more likely to recognize the daily texture behind the parody intake terminology, case conceptualization habits, professional acronyms, client presentation language, and the tension between compassionate care and administrative categorization. The book, therefore, functions as occupational humor. It gives clinicians a way to laugh at the tools and conventions that structure their work without necessarily dismissing those tools. In that respect, it is closer to a profession-specific comic object than a broad mental health commentary. Its likely appeal lies in insider readability. The more the reader knows about therapy culture, the more the parody can operate through compressed references and exaggerated formalism. Thirdly, irreverent wording as a release valve for clinical seriousness. The phrase diagnostic and swaristical manual announces that the book uses irreverent language as part of its comic identity. In a mental health context, that choice is not merely decorative. Therapy is often associated with careful wording, ethical sensitivity, and seriousness about suffering. A profanity-based parody reverses that register. It creates a space where clinicians can acknowledge frustration, absurdity, fatigue, or professional overload in a contained comic form. The value of such humor depends on context. It is not a substitute for reflective supervision, training, or clinical ethics, and it should not be confused with language appropriate for every client interaction. Its use is better understood as backstage humor, the kind of informal, colleague-facing relief that helps professionals process the emotional and bureaucratic weight of their work. Because Mansour is presented as a psychologist, the premise also suggests humor emerging from within the field rather than from outside ridicule. The book's irreverence works best when read as affectionately critical recognition, not as mockery of people experiencing distress. Fourthly, a deliberately non-clinical book with professional context. One of the most important boundaries around DSM-LOL is that it should be understood as parody, not as assessment guidance. The book's title, subtitle, and mock edition wording all signal fictionalized professional humor rather than clinical instruction. And to say it, this distinction protects the reader from misusing it. A real diagnostic manual is tied to research literature, professional standards, insurance systems, and trained interpretation. A parody manual borrows the surface features of that genre to produce laughter and reflection. The professional background attached to Emma Mansour may make the humor feel informed, but it does not convert the book into a therapeutic tool or reference text. Its purpose is closer to commentary through form. It can prompt readers to notice how official language frames human problems, how clinicians sometimes use shorthand, and how professional systems can become rigid. However, its intellectual value remains satirical, not evidentiary. Readers should approach it as a comic artifact rooted in therapy culture, with professional context but without clinical authority. Lastly, positioning within psychology, themed creative and gift books. Available author information links Emma Mansour with psychology-themed creative products, including journals, mindfulness-related books, puzzle books, and reflective materials through Bloom Wallpaper Co. DSM LOL fits that broader creative positioning while taking a more comic direction. It is not a conventional workbook, not a memoir, and not a popular psychology explanation of mental disorders. Its likely category position is closer to therapist desk humor, novelty psychology books, and profession-specific gifts. That positioning shapes how the book should be evaluated. A reader should not expect extensive argument, clinical depth, or systematic critique of psychiatry. The more appropriate question is whether the book captures a recognizable professional atmosphere and turns it into concise, amusing satire. Compared with generic joke books, its advantage is specificity. It focuses on the diagnostic manual as an object of professional culture. Compared with serious books about diagnosis, its advantage is lightness. It offers a compact way to acknowledge the strangeness of clinical systems without demanding a scholarly or polemical reading experience. In conclusion, DSM LOL is best suited to therapists, psychologists, counselors, social workers, psychiatry trainees, graduate students in mental health fields. They appeal and readers who understand the professional presence of diagnostic manuals. It may also work as a niche gift for clinicians because its premise is immediately legible. It takes a familiar clinical reference structure and turns it into parody. The practical benefit is not clinical learning but emotional and social recognition. It gives readers a way to laugh at the formal language, categorizing habits, and workplace pressures that surround mental health practice. The intellectual benefit is modest but real satire can make professional routines visible by exaggerating them. That makes the book useful as light reflection on how diagnostic culture feels from the inside. It stands out from broader psychology humor because it is organized around the DSM style rather than vague therapy jokes. It also differs from serious critiques of diagnosis because it does not ask the reader to enter an academic debate. Its distinctiveness lies in the combination of insider professional framing, parody manual format, and deliberately irreverent tone. Readers wanting evidence-based clinical guidance should look elsewhere, but readers wanting profession-specific levity will better understand its purpose. If you would like to support Emma Mansour, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!